Seattle Seahawks, do it again. Never give up. Hi, everybody. This is Lisa with English Fluency Now, and I just wanted to read this blog post for you so you can listen and read along. Wow, I wasn't even watching the game, and I was feeling the excitement. The Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers were playing a playoff game today to see who would get to go to the Super Bowl. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to podcast episode number 18 about American football. I was busy working with students this afternoon, so I didn't have time to catch the game. Not to mention that I don't usually watch American football, but this was a big game, and since I live in the state of Washington, home of the Seattle Seahawks, this was a very important game for many of my football-loving friends. I checked the score at one point in the fourth and final quarter, and it was 19-7 with the Packers leading. I thought to myself, oh, bummer, the Seahawks aren't going to return to the Super Bowl this year. They won the Super Bowl last year. With that score and it being the fourth quarter, I thought they were just going to lose. Then, a few minutes later, while explaining the game of American football to a student living in Qatar, I saw that the score was 19-22. What the heck? How did that happen? They scored 15 points in just a few minutes, and then the Packers scored again. The game ended in a tie, 22-22. I couldn't believe it. But in a playoff game, you have to have a winner, so they went into overtime. Unbelievably, the Seahawks scored again to win it. The crowd went nuts, as did my Facebook feed, which was full of congratulations to the Hawks and amazement about this surprising comeback. The Seahawks will be in the Super Bowl again, which will be Sunday, February 1st. For me, this is an example of the value of never giving up. To give up means to quit, to lose heart, and to just stop doing your best because you think you are going to lose. Had the Seahawks done this, they would never have been able to score as many points as they did in such a short period of time. I think this is a great lesson for all of us who are trying to learn things and improve our skills. Never give up. As a student of English, I am sure you get frustrated sometimes, thinking that you aren't really getting any better or that you will never be able to become fluent or speak easily and with confidence. But I just want to remind you to never give up. Just keep working at it. Reading, listening, speaking when you can. You will succeed. The time and energy you put into learning English will eventually pay off, just like the hard work that the Seahawks have put in over the years into their game, their skills, and their mindset paid off today. But of course, you gotta want it. They obviously wanted it, and because they didn't give up, they got it. You can too. Keep up the good work and never give up.